From Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live with guest hosts John Mulaney and Andy Samberg. And now, John Mulaney and Andy Samberg.
Welcome to Jimmy Kimmel Live. I'm your guest host, John Mulaney.
And I'm your other guest host, Andy Samberg.
Thank you so much. It is an honor and a favor to be here. I guess we should explain why we're hosting tonight. You remember how Jimmy said he didn't have COVID, but then he said he did have COVID? Well, he was right both times.
That's right. Jimmy has contracted COVID again for the second time in 3 weeks. And we're thinking they should probably change the name of the show to Jimmy Kimmel Alive.
That's a joke. Jimmy's currently waiting in line at an urgent care in Reseda. But I was reflecting backstage, it's particularly sad that Jimmy's sick, because he grew up as a sick kid in Brooklyn, you know? And he'd look out the window and he'd see the other kids playing stickball. And he'd try to run out there and his mama would go, Jiminy Kimmel, you come inside and you take your medicine.
Did you just launch into a one-man show about Jimmy?
It's just something I'm working on. So Jimmy would go, Mama, one day I'll never be sick and I'll have my own talk show. And he'd be up in his room with a hairbrush and a bunch of dolls as the audience. Yeah.
It's definitely a one-man show here.
And he would be like, and I'm gonna have my own show and I'm gonna prank my family and I'll never be sick and the show will gradually get more political over the years.
Okay. This feels very improvised.
It's something I'm working on, and we're looking for financial backers if anyone wants to get it.
Yeah. We should say up front, Jimmy is doing fine. It's important to know. We're glad for that. But I do have to say, it's weird that we got asked. I mean, it seems like he has a few other people in his life that he could have asked to do this before he got to us, right? I mean, his cousin Sal, his aunt Chippy, Guillermo. I mean, did he even ask you, Guillermo?
No, he didn't.
Are you mad? Do you resent that we're hosting?
No, I don't have no pressure at all, like you guys.
Yeah, there is pressure. And to make this an even bigger pressure situation, we're not only hosting, we're also two of the guests on the show.
That's right. Yeah. So, for any of you who don't like what you're seeing right now, buckle up, because it's not going to get any better. Coming up is more of this, but way less fine-tuned.
Only on this show could you get bumped from guest to host. That doesn't normally happen like in a bed and breakfast. The owner doesn't go, enjoy your stay. There's fresh croissants in the morning, and feel free to sleep with my wife.
Yeah. You know, there are actually bed and breakfasts where you can do that.
Where?
Napa. But in all seriousness, we are praying for Jimmy to get better, to the Catholic God and the Jewish God. Two gods that are notoriously receptive to suggestions. And we also want to explain why we're wearing all this clutch Jimmy Kimmel Live swag.
So, in all honesty, neither one of us can fit into our old suits right now, okay? We've both put on a little weight since the whole pandemic and quitting cocaine thing and... You know, but here we are.
Just point to Guillermo?
What? He's my sponsor.
Makes sense.
But look, we're here, we're hosting, because that's show business, bro. Mm. One day you don't have to do anything, and then you get a text, and then you have to do something.
That was well said.
Well, luckily for Jimmy, I was already in the neighborhood when he called me. I was at Hollywood Tattoo buying a ninja sword and a bomb.
Yes. And I was across the street at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum.
He is there. It's crazy. He is there every day. They open at
10 a.m. and I'm always there first thing with my cocoa nibs and my Polaroid camera, and I just geek out, you know? I like taking pictures of all my favorite celebs. And you know, John, next week they're unveiling a new Ty Burrell, and the line starts here. Yeah. It's true. I don't know, I just love staring at all their soft, waxy faces. I mean, not in a sexual way.
But you are aroused by them.
I'm very horny for them.
You know, this is kind of weird to be doing. It's like we're a comedy team that has never actually performed together.
Yeah.
We got to figure out what our dynamic is. Like, are we a Danny Glover and Mel Gibson?
Oh, I call Danny Glover.
Oh, yeah, of course. I would never make you be Gibson. That'd be insane. I'll be Mel Gibson. I'm not psyched about it, but it's an imperfect situation.
Agreed. Look, at the end of the day, we know we're not Jimmy, but we are here to do what Jimmy does best, and that is
entertain
get COVID.
You.
Entertain you.
Shifting topics, we have a little plug here. Andy and I have a new film coming out on Disney Plus, not in theaters this week. It's called Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
That's right. It's not theaters, but that was our choice.
No, we can't get into the ins and outs, but financially it's better for us if it's not in theaters.
Yeah. In the film, John plays Chip, which of course is short for Chipmunk. That is what the creatures are. And I play Dale, which is short for Dale Earnhardt Sr., named after the late stock car driver. Rest in power, my king. Yeah.
There's already a lot of excitement. In fact, we're very honored to see that there are already a couple of Chip and Dale impersonators out on Hollywood Boulevard. Can we? Yeah. Are they on Billy Bob Thornton's Star?
I think so. Suffice it to say, that's not the first time two rats have f***ed on top of Billy Bob Thornton. Right?
Now, right? Hold on.
Yeah.
What might Billy Bob sound like when two rats are going at it on him?
Probably like, oh, ew, ew. Oh, don't scratch. I had them do this every morning when I was shooting Monsters Ball.
Strange soul, but we love his music. Anyway, we've had a lot of fun hosting this show over the last few minutes. But we've given it some very serious thought. And it's with a heavy heart that we would like to announce our retirement from late night television.
Yes. I know. Well, we didn't want Corden to get all the action. So this indeed will be our first and final show. Look, guys, it's been a wild ride. But earlier today, we called up the ABC brass and told them that we quit. So late night's been great, but at this point in our lives, we just want to focus on our one true passion,
professional boogie boarding. So, yeah. So, sayonara, late night. Look, this is our last show, but we don't want to get too emotional and ruin the show by suddenly crying in the monologue. That's Jimmy's territory.
Yeah, he does that.
But, you know, to be fair to him, that there's a long late night tradition of that. You know, Johnny Carson used to come out and weep like a child.
Did that really happen?
No, he held it together.
Right, because he was a professional.
He was a professional.
Right, understood.
Hey. One more thing before we get on with the show. Do you, any of you guys use the app Nextdoor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an app for people in your neighborhood where you can, like, recommend a plumber or harass a widow.
Yeah. And because it's a social media site, every discussion on there just ends up turning into a big stupid argument. So the fine people here at Jimmy Kimmel Live have assembled Hollywood's most beloved actors to recreate a real argument from the app in this, the first ever installment of Next Door Theater. Enjoy.
The following presentation is a dramatic reenactment of an actual discussion between real neighbors on the Next Door app. This is a true story.
I was approached by a concerned neighbor today who told me that she caught one of my next door neighbors masturbating in our building's hallway on her Ring door cam.
Well, the tenant should be put on notice that he can't do that in a public space. I mean, if necessary, a police report could be filed.
Description of the guy: white male, dark brown hair in a short bowl cut, chubby.
Oh, gee. With that description, he's probably a really lonely man.
Put a note on the guy's door with a pic from the Ring. We see you, dude. Cut it out.
Oh, he knows he's seen. That's what gets him off.
Just buy a can of wall spray.
Bear spray. Think about it. If wasp or bear spray was so great, then why isn't any law enforcement agency using them, hmm? Pepper spray is your best choice.
Now, wasp spray has a disclaimer on it that it's a crime to use it in any manner other than what it's for. This is just the kind of stuff overpaid lawyers love to argue about in court.
Most of us lawyers charge by the quarter hour. But regardless, what a can of pesticide claims is the law isn't necessarily accurate.
Turn the Ring camera off and take care of business. Sex offenders need to be dealt with on the spot. You can call the ambulance afterwards if you want.
Hold him and place him under citizen's arrest. Then the police will show up.
Just wear gloves.
And a face mask. And actually, it's not a joke. Be careful. I'm sure what he wants is contact.
Maybe you just got a shake weight for Christmas.
I've seen the vid now. If it was, it was a tiny shake weight.
Mm. I'm coming late to this discussion, so maybe someone has mentioned this, but semen is considered a biohazard, and that should get someone's attention.
You can jerk off all you want. Just don't do it in front of women and children. If you want to do it in your house, nobody cares. Nobody wants you to get arrested for that. Don't be ridiculous.
We thought it would be punk rock if we sat down.
Yeah. This ain't your father's late night show.
We have a great show for you tonight. Cheryl Hines is here. We've got music from Gang of Youths. And when we come back, I'm going to interview one of the stars of Chippendale: Rescue Rangers, Andy Samberg.
Not a fan.